This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. I want to get to some audio from Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee in here in just a second. He was talking about the Terry McLaurin contract situation. B. Mitch, are we in or out on AI?
Out.
So the whole
I'm just out on the people that's giving it instructions.
The whole show, we've been sitting here getting random messages from Landfill and Ben Strober about just pictures that they've generated through what? ChatGPT?
Yes.
They're fantastic.
The only one that really looks like somebody is the one that Landfill got.
I mean, Landfill's is hilarious. So Landfill's is him wearing some sunglasses, smiling, and he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt with burgers and pizza and fries.
Why are you throwing me under the bus? I didn't send a single message.
Okay, well, they're all from Landfill, but
I didn't make any of these.
AI is scary.
I do enjoy it, though.
Yeah,
this
but
is a lot of fun.
It's not very good. I mean, way off.
Some of the AI stuff, though, has gotten really good, B-Mitch. It's almost, you almost can't tell what's real and what's not anymore. It's a little bit scary at times. Speaking of what's not real, this Terry McLaurin contract
AI
situation.
AI must think every brother look alike if they thought they look like me.
Terry McLaurin. So we're still wondering when this thing is going to get done. Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee earlier today, gave a little update on the Terry McLaurin situation.
That's a tough one. I know there is an update. There's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams that decide to come snooping around Terry McLaurin to see if they could try to pry loose Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, I cannot envision the Commanders moving on from, no matter how disgruntled he may be. Again, it's sort of like T.J. Watt. You can't imagine that these two sides, as far apart as they are today, wouldn't be able to somehow find a way to bridge their differences and figure out a solution. But today, McLaurin and the Commanders are not close. Watt and the Steelers are not close. And those will be two of the storylines that we are tracking as we get ready for training camp.
A couple great players. We'd love to see them play for the Indianapolis Colts at quite a discounted rate.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome them to our city.
Ain't going to happen.
Every team in the league would love to see Terry McLaurin or T.J. Watt playing in their city.
I'll tell you this. What I just heard is these bastards aren't telling me anything.
Well, and that's what I'm like. That's what I was going to ask you.
Nobody is talking.
Is this a report or is this a that was just speculation?
That was a straight speculation. None of the stuff he spoke of was that he talked to anybody. He just said they're not close because you know why? No information has come out.
Correct. So like, that's the whole thing.
That's the first time I've ever heard Adam Schefter talk in a sense that he did not know what he's talking. He didn't know because nobody's talking to him right now.
Yeah, I mean that sounded like pure speculation of. He doesn't know what number they're asking for. He doesn't know how far they are apart. I mean, as far as he knows, it could be 29-30, and they're arguing over the million, or it could be 32-30.
Like, yeah, this is just that is the one time I've heard him talk when normally when he's talking, I normally will go with whatever he says. But right there, he seemed lost.
Yeah, it's just I think that this thing is going to get done, and they've kept everything really locked as tight as can be. Like, there hasn't been anything. I mean, think about the Laremy Tunsil deal when that was made, B-Mitch. Like, no one knew that Laremy Tunsil was even available.
Nope.
Much less that he was going to come here.
Nope.
That just happened all of a sudden. And
all of a sudden, you hear, we got gas mask.
Yeah. And I think that when you look at this Terry contract, it's going to get done because I don't think that there's any way that they're going to let him walk out of the building. And the other thing, too, is. They'll get it figured out. It kind of works in a perfect time frame with the contract where even if they have to quote-unquote overpay for Terry McLaurin, say they want to offer 32 and say he wants 34, something like that, it's in a perfect time where it doesn't coincide with Jaden's contract at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. Because Jaden's on a rookie contract for 4 more years with the fifth-year option picked up. Mm-hmm. So you got 4 more years of affordable quarterback play before he gets that large number, which could be 70, 80 million by the time he comes up.
Yeah.
They don't have to They don't have to pinch pennies right now. Now's not the time where you have to be like, hey, man, we could really use an extra $5 million. You don't have to do that right now with Terry McLaurin. Maybe with some other guys, but not Terry.
Nah. Listen, man, I'm not getting agitated. I'm not getting worked up and worried by that comment right there because that was not a report. That was comments.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's a whole lot to be worried about. Again, like Swino was saying, like we've said all along, talk to me when it's training camp and if he's not there, and then we can have a more real discussion. But we saw that, what was the timeline the last time that he got his deal? It was sometime early July, right? It
was July 6th was the day it was signed, but
yeah, so
we don't know when they
so early
agreed
July
to it.
Early July, right around this time frame. So it could be that by... You know, the 4th of July when you're celebrating on Friday, Terry McLaurin could be signed or they've agreed to a deal.
I hope it is. I will fire some fireworks then.
I'm throwing up some regardless. I might throw a couple extra if they can get the deal done for Terry.
Yeah.
But I just don't see any way that they would let him go. He's too important to this football team. He's too important to the offense. He's too important to Jaden Daniels. And I think just overall, he's the leader of this team and it sends the wrong message. But everyone also understands it's a business, but I think it gets done. I think it gets done. And I think his impact on the offense that he can have going forward where he has a true quarterback, we saw him have the best season of his career last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that had to grow as well, B-Mitch. Like that was something that as the season went on, they got better together. Imagine now having a year's worth of chemistry under your belt and taking that next step as Jaden grew and they grew closer together as well.
Don't you think that your quarterback would want to see his guy come back?
Oh, 100%.
Mm.
And I'm so sure, too, like, he's been around the facility. Heck, he was just out in Ashburn on Saturday. He was at a signing event that they were having at the Dulles Expo Center or whatever. He was out there taking pictures and signing autographs with fans. I'm sure he heard a bunch of stuff from fans while he was out there.
Like, hell yeah.
I can guarantee you.
Fans will give you their opinions.
He's going to be wearing burgundy and gold. He's not going anywhere else. He's too important to this team. And I think you look at this offense going into this year, B-Mitch, bringing in a Deebo Samuel opens some more stuff up for Terry McLaurin because he's going to have guys maybe have to come down a little bit. He's going to spread stuff out horizontally, and you're going to give more opportunities for Terry where he's got a legit another threat that or the offense has a legit another threat the defense has had to pay attention to.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, you know, Terry has done it without having that weapon. Why would you want to get rid of him now when he could be more effective? So, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to react to comments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Locked on Law in the chat says, imagine giving Terry $35 million a year and him not having another season like last season. That'd be one thing if last year was an anomaly. It was his best season, there's no question about it. But year after year, he's gone for 1,000 yards with terrible quarterback play.
He's played well every year. And I think the problem is, like, people think, the thing of it is, when you get money, you keep being productive. It's not like you finna take a major, major step. You keep being productive. And if you got the same quarterback and you got better offensive line, but you would expect the guy to step up.
And I think when people look at, because I hate the discussion that he's not a number one receiver. I hate that discussion.
Man, look, people got to realize, in this league, you get paid according to how good you are on that team you're playing for. And if you're the leading guy, you're the number one receiver on that team. And last year, when he didn't have legitimate number twos, and people knew he was getting the ball, and they could not stop him.
Yeah,
if that's not number one, then something's wrong.
And I don't, like, immediately they go, is he Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase? No, he's not.
He's Terry McLaurin.
And those dudes are the best receivers in the league, and that's totally fine. But the other part, too, is, well, the size or this and that. The game has changed. Justin Jefferson isn't your prototypical number one wide receiver build, right? That's not how you would build guy.
You know what the size, if you're a wide receiver, the number one guy? Not your bill, it's your production.
Mm-hmm.
Does Terry lack production?
No. He's gone over 1,000 every year but one in his NFL career. So since he started in 2019, he went for 919 yards in 19.
That's when he had Landfield throwing the ball to him.
2020, 1,100 yards, 1,118. 2021, 1,053. 2022, 1,191. 2023, 1,002. Last year, 1,096. The big difference last year, B. Mitch, the huge difference.
QB.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
Touchdowns.
Total.
At 13
in
receiving.
Season, and then 15 total.
Yeah. That's more than he had in the previous 3 years combined.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the big difference with him getting the end zone. But he's always been productive.
All the time.
This idea that you're going to pay him money and he's suddenly going to fall off. Okay, maybe he only goes for 1,050, but you can almost go to the bank that he's going for 1,000 yards, right? And if that's the case, he's a number one receiver to me.
Yeah.
He's the number one receiver for this offense.
He helps out this team immensely. Some people's mindset of how they can tell us how this stuff is working, and they just throw out stuff. They don't give you nothing to go with it. If you give me some explanation, I may consider thinking about what you're talking about. If you can't give me an explanation with it, then it doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, and I think that he's so valuable for this team. They understand it, so they're not going to fool around into training camp. But at the same point, San Francisco's had some guys hold out. But I think, regardless, by week one, this will all be squared away. He's suiting up in burgundy and gold, and Jaden Daniels is going to be throwing him the football, and 17's going to be back on the football field doing what 17 does and being one of the best receivers in the NFL. And whatever people want to detract from him, do whatever you want. Just watch him go out there and be productive on the football field.
T, let your haters be your motivators, brother.
I, truly, I don't understand how he could have any haters. Like, well, what is
Oh, he got them.
I know he's got them, and I can understand if those haters
people
are coming from Philadelphia.
People wouldn't be human if they didn't hate.
Well, and I can
and
understand.
They try to do it in a way that they don't even must call it, they don't think it's hate.
I can understand
ultimately hate.
If the haters are coming from Dallas or New York or Philly.
No,
haters here.
Oh, yeah, right here, right in town.
And I don't get it. What is there about him that just, what could you hate?
Hey, man, he could take a page from my book. Give them all one finger salutes. Keep moving.
I don't see Terry doing that.
I'll do it for him.
We'll let B-Mitch be the representation.
I have no problem doing it for you, T.
We'll let B-Mitch be the representation for Terry McLaurin. Coming up next, we'll make some bets and wrap up the show. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.